This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Trump campaign calls it the attempted theft of an election.
Maine's Democratic Secretary of State blocked former President Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot. She cited the Constitution's amendment that bars anyone who took part in an insurrection from holding office. The decision is on hold while Trump's campaign appeals.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. A ruling from Colorado's Supreme Court tossed Donald Trump from the ballot in that state earlier this month. The White House is confirming the death of an American-Israeli woman who was believed to have been a hostage in Gaza. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden says he was devastated to learn 70-year-old Judith Weinstein had been killed during the Hamas attack on an Israeli kibbutz in October. Her kibbutz is reporting Weinstein, originally from New York, who had been teaching children with special needs in Israel, actually died October 7th along with her husband. But because their bodies were taken by militants, it was thought they were held as hostages. In Tel Aviv, other families rallied for more releases. But in Beirut, a Hamas official announced a temporary ceasefire would not be enough to release the rest of the hostages, calling for an end to the Israeli military action. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's being called the biggest aerial barrage of the war in Ukraine. Russia launched more than 150 missiles and drones against targets in Ukraine, say officials. At least 18 civilians were killed. Israel's widening campaign against Hamas is now focused on built-up areas in central Gaza, but fighting rages elsewhere as well. Among the new laws taking effect on New Year's Day, doctors in California who mail abortion pills to patients in other states will be protected from prosecution. This is AP News. Now to what Deutsche Bank is doing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Deutsche Bank has pledged nearly $5 million in funding to help combat human trafficking in New Mexico. The announcement comes 7 months after Deutsche Bank settled a lawsuit for $75 million that claimed the German lender should have seen evidence that the late Jeffrey Epstein engaged in sex trafficking when he was a client. A woman who alleged she was abused by Epstein asserted the bank chose profit over following the law to earn millions from the businessman. New Mexico's Attorney General Raul Torres is investigating several financial service companies and their role in what he says is a failure to identify sexual abuse and trafficking of underage girls at Epstein's ranch in Santa Fe County. Torres credits Deutsche Bank for recognizing its ongoing responsibility to help combat the problem. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.